Good and blessed morning to all, church. Thank you for this morning and joining us this EMP. So let's start in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful morning. We thank you for the new day. We thank you for the new life. We thank you for the new hope that you're giving us, that you're waking up this morning, Lord God, to again experience, oh Lord God, that you promise us your truth of your word in our life. We thank you, Father God, for your strength that we could come today, Lord God. Even, Lord God, those who are listening, Lord God, online, we thank you, God, for giving them time, even in this busy hours, Lord God, preparing whatever they're going to, Lord God, or preparing going to work. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them time, Lord God, to listen, to meditate, oh God, the truth of your word, God, to be our strength, oh Lord God. Give us strength and hope, oh Lord God, this new day that you're giving us today. Bless your name, oh Lord Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, O Lord God, in this devotional and prayer time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's open our Bible. It is a praise God that I have this opportunity to share with you today, this morning, for our devotion. Let's open our Bible to to Judges chapter 7. This is a very familiar story. It is God uses one man to... And 300 soldiers to deliver the hands of the enemies into their hands. Let's read chapter 7 of Judges. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him rose early and camped beside the spring of Harod. And the camp of Midian was north of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, "The people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel boast over me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now therefore proclaim the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home and hurry away from the Mount Gilead.' Then 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people are still too many. Take them down to the water and will test them for there. And anyone whom say to you, this one shall go with you, shall go with you. And anyone whom say to you, this one shall not go with you, shall not go.' So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, 'Everyone who laps the water with his tongue, as dogs laps, you shall set by himself. Likewise, everyone who kneels down to drink, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people knelt down to drink. And the Lord said to Gideon, 'With 300 men who lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands, and let all the others go every man to his home.' So people took provision in their hands and their trumpets and sent all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, but retained the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Same night the Lord said to him, 'Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given you into your hand. But if you are afraid to go, go down to the camp with Purah, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hands shall be strengthened to go down against the camp.' Then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east lay along the valley like locusts in abundance, and their camels were without numbers, as the sand that is on the seashore in abundance. When Gideon came, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade. And he said, 'Behold, I dream a dream. Behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled in the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat.' And this comrade answered, 'This is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given into his hand Midian and all the camp.' As soon as Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped and he turned to the camp of Israel and said, 'Arise, the Lord has given the host of Midian into your hand,' and they divided into 300 men, three companies, and put trumpets into the hands of all of them and empty jars, with a torch inside the jars. And he said to them, 'Look at me and do likewise when I come to the skirts of the camp. Do as I do when I blow the trumpet, and all who are with me, then blow the trumpets also every side of the camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon.' So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle of the watch. When they had just set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets, broke the jars they held in their left hands and torch in their right hands the trumpets to blow. And they cried out and a sword of the Lord, and for Gideon, every man stood in his place around the camp, and all the army ran and cried out and fled when they blew the trumpets, and the Lord set man's sword against his comrade and against the whole army. And the army fled as far as Bethshan, towards Sarai, as far as the border of Melah by the Taba, and the men of Israel were called out of Naphtali and from the Asher and from all the men of Manasseh and pursued after Midian. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a very familiar story, and I know this probably have been taught to you way back when you are in Sunday school, or even your teachers, or even your mother or your father had been taught to you of this wonderful story. Judges, these are the people that God raises up in a certain time to rule and lead his people. After they enter in the promised land and they settle and they get their own land, and Joshua died, God begin to raise up judges. These are the people that is not elected. These are the people that God called to lead his people. Now, it is in this time when God called Gideon, they are under the 7 years oppressed of the Midianites. And it was a combined forces and armies of Midianites, the Amalekites, and the old sons of the east. They were being oppressed. Now, because of the evil deed that they are done, which is being read in chapter 6, verse 1. So the Lord gave Israelites to the hands of Midian and Amalekites and the old sons of the east. So they are being oppressed, they have been possessed, they have been all their livestock and all their foods have been taken away. They have been the enemies encamp against them. They are devastated, and it is a great obstacle. And all the people of Israel's are they felt so down because of what is happening. And then again, they return to God and they cry out to the Lord for help. That is in the chapter 6. And then God saw and see Gideon. Gideon, he called him to be one of the judges. He is the fifth, I think, judges that the Lord raised up for the people of Israel. And then he called Gideon, and again Gideon answered, "Lord, who am I to be your warrior, or to be your soldier, to go against those numerous number of Amalekites, Midianites, and all the sons of East? My clan is the least of the clan, which is the Manasseh, and I am the youngest of the family. Who am I?" But the Lord said, I am with you, and I will deliver to your hand the Midianites and the armies, the Amalekites, and all the sons of the east. This is the promise of the Lord. Before the Lord called Gideon, God gave him already the promise that God will be in with him. But of course, Gideon, having seen the numbers of these armies, asked a confirmation from the Lord twice. "Please," he said, "God, if you truly you are the one who's spoken to me, you are God, please, I will put this, I'll ask confirmation, I put a fleece in this area, and when wake up this morning, let the fleece wet and all surrounding the fleece are dry." And then when he wake up, he saw the fleece, and the fleece is wet, and then the surrounding the fleece, the paste is dry. And again, Gideon asked confirmation. I know it is so normal to all people, even now, that we are asking confirmation with God sometimes, especially if there's a special or very delicate decision that we are doing. So again, Gideon asked confirmation with the Lord and said, "If you truly you are, then let what he's asking now is okay. Let the surrounding place of the fleece will be wet, and the fleece will be dry." And lo and behold, the morning when he go there and see that he's truly God, give him the confirmation that he is God. He's calling him. Now let's go directly to chapter 7. This is now when chapter 6. So Gideon called people of Israelites to encamp on the top of the valley, and they see all the people of the enemies, the Amalekites and Midianites in the valley. It is numerous of numbers. It is a combined forces of three kingdoms or three nations. No, and they'll see it. So they gathered around 32,000. And then the Lord said, in chapter 1, he said, "Oh, 32,000 is so many for me to deliver the hands of Midianites and your enemy. So, okay, talk to them And whoever tell them, whoever he is afraid and fear to fight the Amalekites, let them go home. And then Gideon talked to the people of Israel, and then eventually is 22,000 go home. So even us, if we're trying to use our eyes, the numerous number against 32,000, it's not make sense to go and fight against the enemy. It's outnumbered, right? But you know, I don't know what Gideon is thinking. There are 32,000 and this numerous number, and the Lord said, it's too many for you to deliver deliver the enemy into your hands, because God knows that if they won, they might have take pride that they do it in their own strength and they do it in the bravery and their skillful. That's why the Lord said, okay, that's too many. 32,000, okay. 22,000 goes on and then 10,000 remain. And the Lord sees the army remain, the 10,000, and the Lord said, oh, it's still too many for me to deliver the enemy. I don't know what Gideon is thinking, the 32,000 to 10,000. God said, it's still too many. And then the Lord said, give an instruction. It's an instruction that is so not, it is not people to think about on how to test a soldier to be the mighty, to fight for him. He said, okay, go down to the brook, to the water, to the river, and let them drink. And I will tell you who's going to stay with you and going to not to go with you. All those who drink like a dog, you know, laying down and using their tongue to drink, and the other one is kneeling down and use their hand to drink, and those who laps like a dog, let them go. And then eventually, remain is 300. Now, at this point, we don't know again from 32, from 10,000, and then 300. So probably in the mind of Gideon, okay, this is a suicide. Okay, Lord, if I prove that you are God, then if I will die, I will die with you. Probably that is in the mind of Gideon. So God knows what is in the mind, in the heart of Gideon. That's why God said, okay, I need to encourage Gideon. So God instructed Gideon, okay, Gideon, go down to the camp. Or probably when he heard, oh, really, God? Are you speaking to me? Or is it on my mind only? But God said, okay, go down to the camp. And if you are afraid, bring with you Purah. And I said again, okay, they go and they follow. And they follow the word of God. And then exactly, right at the moment, when they are in the post of the enemy, one of the soldiers is telling her dream. And the dream is, he said that they have a dream, the barley of bread, and then tumble down the tent and lay flat. And then what is wonderful is, the friend of the one who dreamt, he gave him the interpretation that it is the sword of the Gideon. That is nothing, no name, because barley at the time is just an ordinary bread. Usually they use it to feed the animals. It's just like that. It is a nameless person, nothing at all, named Gideon, who's going to use, you know, and to defeat the camp of Midianites. That is the very word that Gideon heard, the interpretation. And we heard it in chapter 7 that when he heard that, he was encouraged and he worshiped the Lord our God. He said, yeah, truly it is God who's going to deliver the enemy towards us. And then, this is now the battle plan. He has a 300 soldier. He had a 300 soldier. And at the same time, now, it is written in the Bible that it is God who told him this battle plan. But I believe because Gideon is a man of God, he's always talking with God, that this it is also an instruction for him from the Lord to use this kind of battle tactic. 300, and Gideon said, okay, let's divide it in a three group. So each group has become 100 each against a multitude. And numerous number, they said in one of the comments or one of the studies, it's about the ratio is one person for every 400 soldier. That is the ratio. 1:400. And then they divided themselves in three groups, 100, 100, 100. Okay, this is our plan. Get your trumpet, get a jar, and then put a torch inside the jar. When the 300 heard that, probably Gideon is insane. Probably Gideon is ready to die. We are going into battle and we have only trumpet. We don't have any spear. We don't have any sword. He did not tell us to bring or any tactic or any system that we're going to attack. He said just three groups, 100 each, trumpet and a pitcher of jar with torch inside. Imagine, you have the trumpet in your hands and you have a jars, and they march and the group of 100, and let's go and let's attack. Imagine what is the soldier are thinking that time. But we will not read that the soldiers are, you know, they are not afraid. We did not read in the scriptures that they reject the plan, even Gideon, but they follow and obey the plan of God, or the plan that Gideon had told them. And then at the middle of the night, early in the morning, they set the group into three, and Gideon said, "Follow me. When I blew the trumpet and I break the jars and set it for the Lord and for the Gideon, for the Lord and for Gideon," shout that word. And then they placed themselves, and at that time, they blow the trumpet, they break the jar, and they said, "For the Lord and for Gideon." And this is the very important, church. It is not the act. It is when they said and obey that word and the plans of the Lord make ambush and they make the people of the enemy confused, and they fight and they kill one another. It is the Lord who makes the battle. He is the Lord. He promises that he's going to deliver the hands of Midianites and the Amalekites to the hands of Gideon and the 300 soldiers. It is the Lord himself who caused the victory and won the battle. You know, church, this story is a very wonderful thing to meditate and to apply it into our lives. Fast forward 5,000 years after, more or less 5,000 years after Gideon, there's also a big battle that is going to happen. God uses one man to fight and to be victorious. At the same thing, God, this man uses brought armies and numerous armies. He doesn't have an armament, a firepower. He did not use anything, you know, to go against these enemies of all mankind. Not only the people of Israelites. This is the enemies of all mankind. And the Lord and this man started the battle by kneeling down and praying intensely and sweating like a blood. He started the battle by obeying and following the will of the Father. He started the battle in submission to the will of the Father and his unconditional love towards us. He started the battle by coming and speaking to the Father. And the final victory, which is the enemy, he thought that he won. He thought that they killed the Savior, the warrior of all mankind. That he thought that he is already dead. That he defeated the mighty warrior of all mankind. Well, lo and behold, just like in the time of Gideon, Gideon doesn't need that. They did not use an army, a numerous army. He did not use a mighty power of armaments or ammunition. It's unthinkable to use and become victorious. That's the same that the enemy, he thought that he won. But on the cross, when the Lord said, "It is finished," he conquered life, sin, and death. This is the last enemy. This is the enemy of every believer that to be conquered. Jesus conquered sin in death on the cross. Even though he has that power and ability to bring all the heavenly host army to kill and destroy the enemy, But this is not the plan of God. But it need to have a shedding of blood and sacrifices. And it is done by the Lord Jesus Christ, our mighty warrior, our Savior. He did it by prayer, obedience to the will of the Father. Friends, before, we are in the losing side. When we are not in Christ Jesus, we are on the losing side. Probably we are on the side of Amalekites and the Midianites. They are a losing side. But we are, if we are now in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in the winning side. Jesus is victorious. Now we will say, but we still have some struggles and pains that we experience. Yes, it's true. Because we are not home yet. This place is the battleground. This is not our home yet. We are just strangers in this place. But when you are, and if we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, that our Lord Jesus is our Savior, that we have relationship with God. He said in Romans chapter 8, 28 said, that we know that in everything God works for the good of those who love Him. They are the people He called because that was His plan. All things work together for good. This pain, these struggles, these tests, God will going to use it for His glory and honor. That He will going to make it all things work together for good to those who love God and called according to His purpose. Midianites, Amalekites, and some sort of other enemies can come many form. Can be our problems. Can be our relationship to our families. Can be relationship in the workplace, bosses, and our colleague. It can be your finances. It can be, you know, even your ministry that you are facing, you are involving. It can be, you know, any form enemy can be that form of your enemy. I know, church, you face unsurmountable enemy that cannot overcome, begin in kneeling down. Begin in prayer. Begin in asking God and see and know that the Lord is good and is going to deliver us. He is our mighty warrior. Don't use our own strength, our own ability. It will tend to fail us and discourage us. But God will never discourage us. God will never abandon us. He is our victory. He is our deliverer. And as I invite Wesley to lead us in worship, let's continue to think and meditate who we are in God. We are His children. We are both with a price, with the blood and the life and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His promises is never leave us nor abandon us. We are more than conquerors to Him who loves us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. His promise, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And God said, God will fight for you, for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for your truth, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this story has been written for us that will bring us hope. Thank you, O Lord God, that this past written, Lord God, scriptures in the Old Testament, God, will teach us, will give us patience, encouragement, that we can have hope in you, Lord. That that you are God the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same God in the time of Gideon. You are the same God in the time of David. You are the same God in the time of Moses. You are the same God in the time of Abraham, Elijah, oh Lord God, Joseph, oh Lord God. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And you are the same God who is going to fight battle for us as we come and obey and believe and trust in you, Lord God. Going to overcome, you're going to live to deliver whatever kinds of enemies as we continue, Lord God, to have faith and believe in your word, God, that you are going to deliver all these enemies into our hands because you have loved us, because this is your promise to all of your children, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let's worship.
Faithful, never once.
never once did we ever walk alone. You are faithful that every battle, Lord God, your power display, and every victory we have, it is by your power. It is by your power. Thank you, Father God, for that wonderful truth. That every believer in Christ, hold on to the promise and hold on, Lord God, to the truth of your word, God. For your word is true and for your word is powerful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's come into a prayer right now and let's declare the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over every sicknesses listed on those cancers with cancers and those with chemo radiation and therapy surgery. Let us pray. Thank you. up our brothers who is praying for jobs. Let's lift them up and praying for encouragement, and the door will open, opportunity for them, the right door to open. God will going to open it for them. And while waiting, praying for the peace and the patience in their heart to just truly let that faith arise in the heart. Let's pray. So lift up prayer and healing. IP by Matt, the wall by Noel, by Sarah, and River by Rachel. Thank you. Outreach, SP Lights, and the Homie Outreach. Praising God that there's no increase of cases of this COVID. Thank you, God, that many are now having that. It looks like a back to normal, but only just wearing masks. Praise God for that. So let's continue to lift up the city of Hong Kong. Truth of your word, God. Thank you. Thank you for sealing it in our heart and knowing and understanding that, Lord God, fight start in kneeling in a victory, kneeling in prayer, trusting and believing, and total surrendering unto you, Father God. We bless you, we honor you, we give you all praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless and see you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.